We're talking music, summer music. Well, we're talking about winter music, too, but summer music a little later on. When I see Mark Ochner, music director and conductor of the Racine Concert Band, I think of summer. It's 20 degrees outside, so not quite summer there. So we've got a concert. You've got a concert coming up the 24th, which would be tomorrow.
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night at Horlick High School. Let's talk about that.
Sure. The concert's at 7 o'clock at Horlick, and it features the Racine Concert Band and also the students in the Horlick High School bands. And we'll play a full set, and then we combine forces for two combined pieces that are very high energy. The whole night's kind of dedicated to dance music, mostly Latin dance music. And so it's really been a pleasure to prepare this music because it's some of my favorite composers. The featured work is El Salon Mexico by Aaron Copland, based on a visit he made to a dance hall in Mexico City. And he was so charged up by watching all the dancers in these three different dance halls that he came home and wrote a sort of a postcard piece remembering his great time in Mexico City.
Not the Macarena, though.
No.
Okay. Just seeing how far up into the 21st century, 20th century you went there. Okay, what else on the agenda on that program?
Our other big piece is by a British composer, a modern era composer, Philip Spark. It's called Dance Movements, and he was commissioned to write a piece for the Air Force Band, and he decided he wanted to be dance flavored, and he, even though none of the music as actually drawn from it, he really tried to draw on the character of the dance scenes from West Side Story, from Jerome Robbins' great dance choreography for Leonard Bernstein's music. And you can really feel that, and it's got a little Puerto Rican Latin flair in that music, too.
I told you my Leonard Bernstein story, right?
You did.
With my dad?
Mm-hmm.
Another quick story again. My dad, he used to work for a company that repaired pumps in big, giant buildings. Not home buildings, but just big, giant buildings. And one day there was a problem in this co-op building. And the problem was in one particular... He can reach the problem in one particular apartment. And that happened to be the apartment of Leonard Bernstein, the maestro himself. So my father went in there. He knew my father was coming. And he took a look around the living room real quickly, a white grand piano in this beautiful, spacious living room. And Leonard Bernstein showed him where the problem was. It was in the ceiling right above the bathroom. So my father stood on the toilet bowl and went into the ceiling. Leonard Bernstein was sitting on the rim of the bathtub talking to my father the whole time. And my brother had a rock and roll band at the time in the 60s. And he was saying, well, what instruments does he play? My father is having a conversation in the bathroom with one of the greatest composers and maestros of our time, Leonard Bernstein, while my father's standing on his toilet and he's sitting on the rim of the bathtub. Isn't that? My father came home that night. He said, you'll never guess who I talked to today. Leonard Bernstein. I said, wow, that's great. What a great story. But I digress. Okay, so the concert is tonight. It's at Horlick High School.
It's tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. I'm sorry, the 24th. Seeing I was testing you to see if you're paying attention. The 24th. How do you get it? Is it free?
It's a free concert open to the public. It starts at 7 o'clock. And if you're coming, you should park on the west side of the building by the tennis courts.
Yeah.
And then come in those big, like there's six sets of doors there. Come in the building, take the first left, and you're at the auditorium.
That's a major historic building, that Horlick High School. Yeah, it's big, and it looks like a high school from the movies, one of these high school movies like Back to the Future. That's what it looks like, one of those high schools.
Well, you know, both the rehearsal room and the auditorium were remodeled in the last year. So
okay.
And the sound, it's more resonant now.
Acoustics better?
I think so.
Now, how do you fit your concert band and their band on that stage at the same time? Must be pretty crowded.
We pack them in.
And these are brass instruments, no violins or anything like that, not an orchestra.
No, but it's a full brass and woodwinds.
Oh,
and
it is?
A lot of
woodwinds.
Percussion.
Okay, woodwinds.
Yeah, a lot of percussion in this concert, too.
Well, this will be great. And how long does the concert last?
Oh, about an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, perfect. Okay, so this is at Horlick High School, absolutely free. I remember last year, you had to get online and do all that stuff with him. That's gone.
Just walk right in.
Who did that song? You gotta walk right in. I got to look that up now. Okay, and so this is the 24th tomorrow, and they also have one coming up on my birthday, May 28th. Where's that going to be?
That's at Case High School.
Okay.
And as a special feature of that, funded by the Racine Arts Council, I've been working with the students there. They've composing some melodies, and we're going to work all of their melodies into a piece that'll be premiered at that concert.
You know what I forgot to bring with me today? I was going to bring the book from Del Eich, his History of the Racine Concert Band. I had it, and I walked out of the house this morning without it because I wanted to ask you some questions about that. And we're going to talk about the history of the band. You can answer it for us?
Some sure.
You don't have to give us a detailed history, like who was the first, but do you know who the first conductor was? Because they didn't have that many.
I'm only the fifth conductor
I know.
In 104 years.
I know, they didn't have that many, so right. You're in a real elite group.
Yes.
And I think you're the only living conductor.
The Schultz brothers were the first two conductors. The band was founded as part of the Racine Park Board Band and was part of the Parks and Recreation Department. And so even when I was hired in 2002, we were still part of the city. We were privatized in 2007. So ever since then.
Well, who owns the band? It's called the Racine Concert Band, but it's not run by the city anymore?
We're incorporated, and we're still subsidized by the city.
Yeah, yeah.
They okay. provide about 30% of our operating expenses, but we do a lot of fundraising and selling ads, and we have some loyal patrons that support the band. And so our right. budget's over $100,000 now.
I remember we broadcast live the Racine Concert Band, and you were at the gazebo by North Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for people who have never been to that gazebo, it's not big. It's not. It's a concrete gazebo. Now, it looks like a picturesque gazebo that you would see in an old movie from from the 1800s. They show what the gazebos look like. To this day, I still don't know how you squeeze the band in there because it was tight. But it was nice. It was we broadcast that concert. You were there. You were a conductor, right?
Yes. And as you say, we couldn't fit the whole band in the gazebo.
So you don't fit the people that played well?
The percussion section was always telling me how dangerous it was just to get the equipment on and off of that stage.
Yeah, it was just a small little walk up. I used to take my dog up there all the time just to walk around, and it's right. But it's fenced in. I mean, you can't fall backwards off of it. But it's not that big at all. But it was nice. It was a nice concert right there in North Beach. And I think people appreciate it.
It's a good still life.
Yeah, right. It's a good still life. We're talking to Mark Eichner, conductor of the Racine Concert Band, also music director. Who selects the music for the Racine Concert Band?
That's part of my job.
You do? Okay. Because I know you have a librarian, but her job is to get the sheet music out for each individual instrument and make sure it goes back so next time you play that piece, you know where they are. That's how many... Now, if one to pick any piece, like you do a lot of circus music, how many different pieces would you have? Because every instrument's got to have its own sheet music, but it's all different, right?
Right. And so there's usually 23, 25 different parts, and there's 40 players in the band. Really? And so, yeah, for even a single concert, you're talking about more than 1,000 pages.
And what's really rough, if it's a windy day, and I've seen pieces of paper fly. Now, you have these giant weights you use to hold down, because you are out in the elements, where most of them are, tucked under a tent or under cover. You're out in the elements. And everybody's out in the elements when you guys are in the 4th of July parade. You're on that. Everybody's out there. You're on a flatbed truck. Now, last 4th of July, the weather wasn't that great.
We got rained out.
Instruments and everything, huh?
Yep.
Wow. I thought maybe you said, pull over. We're getting out.
It's funny you mentioned those weights because those weights were passed down.
Yes. So there's a history to them.
The third conductor of the band, John Opferkook, made those weights, and he gave them to Del Eich, the fourth conductor of the band, and he presented them to me, and they work. So they've been with the band for like 60 years now.
Wow, and you're going to pass them down to the next person, huh?
I will, for sure.
Do you have any idea who the next person's going to be? You don't have to tell me who, just do you have an idea?
No, and I won't be picking the next conductor. There'll be a search committee, and that'll be up to the band because it's a cooperative. The band runs and governs itself.
Oh, okay.
We have a board of president and the vice president and the whole board of directors, and they make administrative decisions.
But that's long down the pathway. You don't have to worry about that. So, okay, so let's talk about these two concerts. People just coming on the radio right now. Coming up tomorrow night, the Racine Concert Band will play with the Horlick High School Band, and that will be at Horlick High School starting at 7 p.m., park by the tennis courts, and there's an entrance there. Come on in, and you'll follow the crowd, and you'll find your way in free. There's no charge. Just show up with your family. And yeah, I don't know if you want to bring babies, but it might be if you have, like, grammar school kids. This might interest them in picking up an instrument.
Sure.
Because somebody's got to pick up the slack later on.
And I would mention that the concert is part of the larger education outreach program of the band, which is funded in part by the Racine Community Foundation and other organizations. And it includes not just the concerts, but I go into the high schools and conduct rehearsals, and members of the band come in and give sectional instruction throughout the year, not just during the week of the concert.
That's good. Uh-huh.
And so there's about 100 teaching sessions that our members conduct throughout the school year in these high schools.
The first one was back in October at Walden 3, actually Washington Park High School, but involved the Walden 3 High School Band. And this one's going to be Horlick, and the next one's Case. You got them all covered.
Right.
Yeah, that's good. Good for you. And people give up their own time to do this, right? To work with, when you say outreach during the year, right?
Yes.
Oh, that's great. I've told this story a million times. I always wanted to play an instrument because my brother played every instrument. He just was able to, some people can pick it up and do it. My brother was one of those people. He plays the clarinet, the guitar, the piano. He plays all of them just because he has musicality. I don't. And I wanted to play the trumpet. And in fourth grade, I took the trumpet, and Mr. Mars, who was the superintendent for the school district when it came to music, said, stop, everybody. Are we all agreed that if somebody is holding us back because they don't know how to play, do we all agree that that person shouldn't be here anymore? Everybody shook their head, yes. He said, Mr. Rosen, could you please leave? I'll talk to you later. Right in front of everybody, he threw me out of the band. Now, I did come back playing the drums later on. And Mr. Mars, I wish he was around today so I could punch him in the nose or something. That was just a horrible thing to do to a kid who was like 10 or 11 years old.
It was unconscionable.
It was in front of everybody he did that, Mr. Mars. He was a nasty person. Anyway, then just recently, about a year ago, I started taking up the piano. I don't practice. That's my problem. What I'm going to do is I'm going to start all over. I just started to play with two hands, but I'm looking at my left hand and I don't know how people do that. They don't pay attention to both their hands. Now, I was able to do it, but on real simple pieces. And I spoke to the guy who plays our piano at church, and he said, I just have to keep it simple with my left hand, nothing fancy. And then I saw this video of this woman playing Rachmaninoff or something, and she's going 100 miles an hour on this piano. And I said, how do people do that? But it's practice, I guess. Just practice over and over and over and over again. So you play the trumpet, right?
Yes. And, you know, I never played the piano until college.
Oh, you did play the piano. Okay.
Well, not well, but yes, well enough to graduate. But then later, you know, I was the conductor of a jazz band, and I really didn't understand everything that was going on in the rhythm section. I took drum set lessons. Now you got four limbs moving independently. That's even really wild.
I watch your band because we go to every concert. And I got to tell you, I look at them and I don't know how they do it. First of all, they're outside in the elements, but they all come together. And you say you only rehearse once a week during the regular concert.
Yeah,
for the summer concert. Once a week. And I've been to a couple of those rehearsals. And it's like, all right, do this, do that. You're not doing this right. And boom, that Sunday night, it's perfect. At least I hear it's perfect. You probably look and say, it's not perfect. But you can hear where it's not. But you don't scold them and say, Mr. Jones, could you please leave the band, please? Thank you. We'll talk to you later. You don't do anything stupid like that. Before we started, you were listening on the radio, I was talking about my first high school date, Barbara Kirshner. I think it was in, it must have been 10th grade because I didn't drive a car yet. So it must have been 10th, maybe 11th. And I asked her out, and I rehearsed asking her out. You know, it was a landline phone. So I rehearsed it. Oh, I actually picked up the phone and rehearsed it over and over and over in the basement when nobody was listening. Finally made the call, and I followed the script. And she said yes. And I think she said yes because she couldn't think of no fast enough. She said yes. Went on the date. My mother drove us to the movies, the Pequot Theater. We watched the movie. I can't tell you what the movie was. We didn't say one word in the car the whole way there. And then the only thing I said to her was, would you like to get something to eat? And she said, no. Took her home, and that was it. Asked her for a second date. Then she knew how to say the word no. She learned how to say that. But you were talking about, you couldn't remember your first date, and then you remembered it. Let's talk about her. Come on. Spill the beans.
It was with Susan Brown, and she was the twirler in our high school band. Also a clarinet player. But, yeah, that was a sort of glamorous position to have back in those days.
So you even dated a band member back then?
Yep.
Wow. Who knew? Now, your current wife, she's in the band.
Yes, she plays horn in the band, and she's a biologist. So that's, you know, a lot of our musicians play a lot of professional work, and a lot of them have just, you know, are adults who've enjoyed playing their instruments while they pursue other careers.
One of my favorite parts of the concert, beside the music you guys create, is your soloists, the singers who come in. I love it because a lot of them sing Broadway show tunes, and I love Broadway show tunes. I grew up going to Broadway shows, and I love it. You haven't picked out for this year already? A lot of the people returning?
The schedule's not set, so I can't work on that yet. But, you know, since you mentioned that, Doug Clemens, who sang with the band at the very last concert, we went to see him in Madison, where he performed this crazy music called Gutenberg the Musical.
That's the guy who made the movable press.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
And almost nothing is known about Gutenberg's life, but this guy wrote a musical about, they were just trying to sell this musical, and they were sort of making it up as they go. And there were only two actors and singers in the show, and they had to play about 40 different roles. And it was really just, it was hilarious. It cracked us up. And so Doug's really, and after that, Doug went on and he did a residency at the Royal School of Drama and Music in Scotland. So he's really getting around. But we're going to have him back, I'm sure.
Now, when we did Sunday Brunch on Broadway on WR, actually, I think it was on our FM station at that time. I used to get a lot of Broadway show CDs sent by different record companies. And one I got was Cannibal the Musical. And I looked it up. I said, this is real. It wasn't on Broadway. It was not even off Broadway, but it was in one of these, you know, companies. And it was Cannibal, the musical, about cannibals. I mean, they'll write a musical about anything. If they can have Gutenberg, the movable press, they can write one about cannibals. All right, quick review here. Mark Eichner, the conductor and music director of the Racine Concert Band, is going to be conducting tomorrow night. Horlick High School, the Racine Concert Band, continues educational outreach with the Horlick High School Bands. Their director is Jacob Myers. He's a member of the Racine Concert Band. And I assume you guys are going to, you know this, and you know him, so it's easy to work with him, right?
You bet.
It's a little better when you know who you're working with.
Well, we've been doing this a while, so we have really good relationships with all the school bands.
Except the kids. They're brand new. Every year, you got new kids in there. Yeah, it's like the high school football coach. Every year, he's got new people to work with. Well, that's great. And it's free to go. Horlick High School, right on Rapids Drive there. Go to Horlick High School, park by the tennis courts, go in the door by the tennis courts, and enjoy a concert. Starts at 7 o'clock. Now, what you call that, what, downbeat? What do you call that?
Yes.
The downbeat is 7 o'clock?
In modern lingo, we say we hit it at 7 o'clock. We do.
And I will tell you, so with the summer concerts, 7 o'clock on the dot. You come out, you point to them, and they do the national anthem. Exactly at, well, 7:30, whatever, you know, whatever time it is. Well, good luck. I can't wait for the concert series. Now, we'll give you a little hint here. It's not going to be at Rotary Park this year. And you're working on the venues. Part of them will be at the zoo, but you're working on the venues. When you finalize it, you come in here and tell me about it, okay?
You bet.
When it's finalized, because we want to get the word out. All right. Well, thanks for coming in.
Happy to be here.
I don't know how many years I've been hosting the concert band. It's been a lot.
More than we can count on our fingers.
Yeah, because I remember I got a 10-year anniversary plaque, and that was about 5, 6, 7 years ago. About 17 years.
It's hard to break a bad habit.
Thank you. Mark Eichner, the Racine Concert Band musical director and conductor. I'm looking forward to the concert tomorrow night and the summer concert series. I love it every Sunday night.